a young girl called Danielle Beckham. She got shot coming from the Goose Fair. It was area codes. No one had actually been face to face to each other ever. Driving around in their car, saw a group of boys shot into the crowd. It managed to miss everybody else and get her.
From a man to a woman, being in a gang, they'd use, she's another bitch. That's the term. They don't call them a woman. They don't call them a lady. You know, all the derogatory names you can think you can be called. That's maybe behind the back. That's what they're called.
Well, the girl could sleep with someone and that's a payoff for something, isn't it? Or it's a thank you gift. They make a deal and she has to go. You know, I don't think their girls have a choice. But if they don't, it's either that or domestic violence.
Somebody in that world, you don't see, you don't know what a relationship is. You don't have that love. You don't understand being with that one person and sharing experiences. Usually it's just cold, raw sex and you're just done.
Women and gangs is an issue that has been avoided and overlooked. There's increasing concern in Nottingham that women are becoming involved in gangs in violent and sexual ways. Gang life for both men and women can be beneficial and dangerous. So what makes it so attractive? Coaches at Nottingham School of Boxing, Luke Ramsey, who speaks first, and Marcellus Baz are ex-gang members and know all about the temptations to joining a gang.
Certain of the older lads in the gang, they'd look after you, they'd buy you trainers and t-shirts and nice new clothes, jewellery and that. It was kind of a buy-in to their gang, really. You know, once they started buying you clothes or looking after you or giving you money to go out.
A lot of the guys that I was around and the guys that I respected were guys with flashy cars and fit girls, you know, and for me that was like, you know, fabulous. I wanted to be like them.
It taught me more about maths than school did. I learned how many grams are in an ounce, how many ounces are in a kilo, how many kilos are in a pound. I learned weight conversions. Everybody, whether they like to admit it or not, to a certain point is attracted by success and money and power.
The girls seem to feel the same way. Miriam, who used to be in a gang, found it was an easy way to make a living.
Being young, being able to make money quick, even just being a driver, you know, while people would run in and rob petrol stations, things like that, and then seeing how easy like it was to make money from drugs and things.
Lauren, an ex-gang member, thinks some girls enjoy being affiliated with gangs.
I believe they like that life. They thrive off that life because round here, like, you might have certain guys that are well-known. Like, you could go out in town and everyone will be on them. Like, oh my gosh, these are all right. So if they get with a guy that's well known in certain areas, they thrive off that. That's my baby father. They like that. They're not being forced into it because when you get pregnant, they give you money. You can be driving a big car, nice car, all your clothes paid for.
Despite these perks, Nicole, football coach and former gang member, is one of many who believes girls have more personal reasons to become a part of these environments.
Certain girls that hang around with them boys and they want to impress them. Soon as they see that the guy's impressed by whatever they're doing, then I think maybe girls would join the boy gang.
Women who might not have a lot of confidence and self-esteem and want to be around people that, you know, are confident or can give them that protective factor, that support mechanism, that's what they feel that they get.
It was the norm. You know, something to fit in. I think sometimes as well you kind of find it hard to fit in everywhere else, and then you find this group that kind of like reel you in and, you know, make you feel that you're part of their team.
These desires to impress and belong can lead to women being subjected to domestic abuse, sexual exploitation, and get them caught up in criminal activity.
Girls to be initiated in gangs have to sleep with a lot of the guys within the gang, you know, to kind of be accepted within gangs.
When they see people, you know, in these high places and they want to be part of it, and then they're kind of drawn in, but, you know, then you can get taken advantage of and things, you know, you can be their property, but they can still go and do what they want.
You get a lot of drug dealers, gangsters getting ladies to hold their guns, their drugs, because a gangster would perceive that in a policeman's eyes, a lady is less suspicious than a gentleman with his hood up and cap, etc.
If your partner's got money and he says, well, if you go there, you ain't getting this, the girl will stay because She wants the brand name clothes. She wants to look good. So blackmail comes into it as well.
So if they get probably a smack in the face for something, or they get told to be in at a certain time, if you were scared, they still take that money from them.
Girls are used to honey trap other gang members, you know what I mean? So for instance, if you had trouble with somebody, you could get a girl to phone them up and say, look, come and meet me. And then when that guy comes and meets the girl, she brings him home, and at home you've got all the other guys waiting to kick him up.
But these ways of life don't always play out the way girls might want them to.
Even though you're within a gang, these guys will look down on you for doing that kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? You have to have an amount of respect, and you have to be able to be aware of consequences of what you're involving yourself in and what the consequences are.
Girls involved in gangs also live in fear of rival gangs and the law.
Being part of the gang used to be with knives and things, and obviously when you're doing bad stuff and you're getting caught up in trouble, you don't know what's going to catch up with you as well. So I think sometimes you just can't for your own safety.
You could just be walking down the street, probably late nights. We ended up working at everybody's cars from the Meadows. We'd get phone calls like, bloody blahs on bloody blah street, go round. So this one night we're walking home, me and Nicole, we got chased.
In a gang, you can't really say no. If you're given something to take home, you take it home. But then again, it's hard because if you get caught, you can't grasp and you can't snitch. It's on your own head.
Sometimes women don't join gangs by their own choice. Emotional attachment to male gang members can be an influence.
Your brother, your dad's friend is a friend of a friend, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters, boyfriends, that's a big way.
If you was with a girl and she loved you, yeah, and there's a chance of you getting arrested, more times she'll hold the drugs for you or hold your gun for you.
She might be stuck in that relationship, so she might be getting abused, or she might not even want her to be in that relationship in the first place.
However, former gang members, both male and female, have experience to show that this is not always the case.
Some girls put themselves in that situation before they actually know what the guys are really like. So, yes, it's bad that they've done that if they do manage to do it to the girl, but they've put themselves in that situation to be meeting a group of guys, knowing that one of them, or at least two, three, four, someone wants something off you.
If a woman was going out with a guy who's a top gangster, there's a large possibility chance that no one in the area is going to touch her. No one can tell her anything. No one can call her a slag or call her a slut, because she will then go back to her boy who's obviously going to be the boss or a member of a crew, and you're going to get dealt with.
Detective Chief Inspector for Nottinghamshire Police, Mick Luke, admits that their knowledge on women in gangs is limited and more information is needed to help them tackle the issue. But projects on the ground who work with young women in these environments, like the Kaya Group, think going to the police for help is not always the answer.
We haven't got women in gangs, as far as we know. If they are being exploited, nobody's coming to us to tell us that is happening. So it's very difficult. You know, the only time we normally, as a police, from a policing perspective, find it's happening is where we've got a warrant, go and execute that and address and find a firearm or drugs or a commodity, and there is perhaps women there. And that is often too late.
My name's Hyacinth Francis Watson. I think I'm probably the founder of Kaya. You go through the police, what happens? They want to drag you through court. Some women are not strong enough to go through court. Some don't even want to face a perpetrator ever again. Some just want to get out of it and get done with it, you know, and move on with their life.
There are also emotional barriers involved with women and gangs, which can make it difficult for the police to intervene.
Familial links within gangs and women associated to gangs, so their loyalty is because they are family members, so that makes it even more difficult to try and extract them out of that vulnerability.
Yet there are conflicting interests on how well the issue is recognised in Nottingham and how the authorities are handling it.
I think it's been a lot of people have known about it, but unless the government decides to put their teeth into something, then it's not recognised.
We need to stop a murder happening. We need to stop attempt murder happening. We need to stop serious assaults. What we can say in the city of Nottingham is that women aren't doing those things, so why would we put them as a gang member and focus on them?
Nottinghamshire Police do have a system to help them identify gangs and gang members, which is based on crime statistics.
The gang matrix, it's a bit of a red, amber, green system. So the red are the most non-compliant that we will own from the police. The ambers are those carrot and stick are a bit rocky, and the greens are those are engaging and compliant. So it's mainly around your convictions for violence within the last 3 years. And what can be wrapped up in that is arrests for violence where you, for whatever reason, you're not prosecuted.
But some think it's not an effective way to manage gangs, and the police are aware that it can lead to wrongly identifying someone.
Ronnie Biggs could be related to the Pope. Does that mean the Pope's somewhere on this matrix then? You know, this matrix is, it's the Fed's way of dealing with what they want to deal with. You can't do that. You can have seven brothers in the house. Six could be perfect. One could be a bit dodgy. So that means the other six are going to be labelled because of one.
It's fair to say we weren't really clear who's in a gang, who's not in a gang. You know, some were affiliated to gangs when in reality they could have been just sat in a car with a gang member.
Being in a gang is not just a hobby or a pastime. These communities can offer individuals the safety and comfort that they might not get at home, but such heavy involvement can impose risks.
Life in a gang was that you had a sense of belonging. You belonged to a group of people who were similar to you. They gave you a support mechanism. You could relate to them. You were all coming from disadvantaged backgrounds. You know, you all felt secluded from society.
It's a way of life, because if you've gone and robbed a rival crew member, or you've gone and beat him up, or you've slept with one of their women, it's, if they see you, they're like, oh yeah, it's Sunday evening, no, we're not going to beat you up today. That no matter where you are, in your house, with your mum, with your grandma, with your kids, they're going to come and they're going to take you and they're going to do some horrible things to you.
And sometimes things happen that can affect the rest of one's life.
I was carrying on boxing, I started to get really good at boxing. Until one day, I signed my first professional contract, went out to celebrate, bumped into these guys that were from a rival gang. And then in turn, they attacked me. I put my hands up, they attacked me with a machete. The machete went through my hands, you know, through my wrist.
Such experiences can make a person want to leave this lifestyle, but it's not easy and imposes dangers for both men and women.
It's very difficult to get out of a gang once you're in a gang. You're put in a position where if you leave the gang, you don't know what they're going
to
do.
It was hard because, like I said, you know, at the beginning it's just like you're doing it to be cool. But then eventually, you know, like you want to leave because you can see all the pressure it's putting on your family, everything else as well. My dad actually became really ill. He had a heart attack and things.
You know, it's less difficult for a woman in the aspect that the chances of a group of men coming and stabbing you is a lot lower. But there's still the fact that we've seen it done before. They'll come around with a water pistol full of acid and start spraying it in your face, and there's your looks gone for life, your confidence.
So if you're a part of a gang and you're seeing everything that's going off and everything that's happening, then yeah, obviously, you know, people think that you know too much. That could be another reason why you're sort of not allowed out the gang.
But individuals in Nottingham have, despite the difficulties, broken free of gangs in different ways.
And then when I got a job, you know, I was making money legitimately, and plus, in the back of my mind, I knew that no one was going to kick down my door, drag me out of my house, arrest me, or take a shot at me.
I think everyone's just grew up. They've realised, like, robbing people and stuff like that ain't going to get you anywhere. And they've ended up settling down, having babies, getting a career, going to uni, and realised what they were actually doing is negative.
I got pregnant when I was 16, and obviously that once I was pregnant, that was it. That was it for me. That was my way out.
Nottingham is just a snapshot of the issue surrounding women in gangs in the UK. The Centre for Social Justice found that girls are being sexually exploited from as young as 12. The pressures from being in a gang can stop women from coming forward. However, it's evident that there are reasons why women might not want to go to the police. Britain is only scratching the surface of the problem. With more research and work from authorities and projects on the ground, cities like Nottingham can hopefully see a brighter future for women and gangs.